Next patient is Ruben Perez. This is a consultation. Consultation request by Dr. Michael Kruger. Reason for consultation: atrial fibrillation evaluation for electrophysiologic studies and radio frequency ablation. History: patient is 61-year-old with a history of coronary artery disease, status post bypass surgery, cardiomyopathy, status post defibrillator implantation period. Recently, patient is completing increase in shortness of breath and found to be in atrial fibrillation period. Patient is referred to me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation period. Current medication, amiodarone 200 mg daily, Eliquis 5 mg, 2 times daily, potassium supplement, day 640 mg daily, Plavix 75 mg daily, semistatin, Artase 2.5 mg daily, Coric 3.1 to 5 mg, 2 times daily, Ambien, Xanax, period. Social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary disease, cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system, in general, diminution of weight gain, weight loss, nutritional hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary no history, pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting and diarrhea, vomiting, no history, arthritis. On examination, blood pressure, 96 over 68, pulse is 60, respiration 16, weight is 202 pounds. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilateral heart is regular rate and rhythm, 1 hour 6 is telemorma, heart of the rest and a border, there is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound extremity, no edema. Quick impression number 1, atrial fibrillation. Number 2, ischemic cardiomyopathy. Recommendation: patient has severe left ventricular systole dysfunction as well as cardiomyopathy and atrial fibrillation period. Patient has persistent atrial fibrillation, failed medical therapy period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation and pulmonary vein isolation for atrial fibrillation. Procedure risk and benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart. Period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70 to 80%, sometimes need more than one procedure. Period. Please indicate to Dr. Michael Kruger.